The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim, Daf Lamed Bet. Today's Daf is being studied for the Ilui Nishmat Mordechai Ben Norma Vegam Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ashelema Tinok Ben Dina, Yosef Ben Sarah, Sarah Bat Rachel, Shaul Hai Gabriel Ben Sarah, and Shlomo ben Miriam. Enna refer to him. Enna refer to him. Enna refer to him for the nefesh or for the goof. For a time, kero badabo. V'chein yirasum v'nomar amen. We are holding our daf lamed aleph, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, starting at the Gemara. And the Gemara begins, Tanya, we have a bright there. Rabbi Yoshua b'mikurha omer, gedola mila. The mitzvah of Brit Mila is very great. Shechol zachuyot Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the merits that Moshe Rabbeinu did in his lifetime, lo amdu lo, they did not stand for him kishnitrashel min hamila, when he was lackadaisical regarding the Brit Mila, not his own Brit Mila, but the Brit Mila of his son, like it says in the pasuk she'emar vayifkashehu Hashem. It says, and the malach of Hashem, it says, met Moshe vaybakesh hamito, and he wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, Has v'shalom sh'Moshe Rabbeinu t'neshel min ha'mila. Has v'shalom, you shouldn't think Moshe Rabbeinu was lackadaisical when it comes to the mitzvah of Brit Mila. Elakach Amar, his calculation was like this. Again, you have to know the context of this story. This was after Borei Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu to go take the Jewish people out of Egypt. He was in Midian. He needs to go now to Mitzrayim, and he needs to take his children, but he just had a son. So the question is now, when is he going to circumcise his son? So the Gemara says, this is what the thought process of Moshe Rabbeinu was. Amar, emul ve'etzeh, if I'm going to circumcise him and then go out, sakanahi, it's going to be a sakana, it's going to be dangerous for the child. Shnei emar, ve'i b'yom eshilishi b'yotam ko'abim. Remember in the story of Shimon and Levi, when they went and they killed the city of Shechem. So they waited to the third day of the circumcision. And the Ran explains to us, not because the third day is necessarily more dangerous than the second and the first day. He says, even Kol Shekin, the third day is dangerous, the second day as well, because it's closer to the operation, the first day as well. They waited to the third day, because already by then they were 3 days weak. So therefore, they figured they'd be vulnerable. But what do you see over here? That the third day of a Brit Milah, and Kol Shekin the days before, the child is in danger. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what am I going to do now? I'm going to leave Midian, circumcise and then leave Midian. It's going to put the child in danger. God doesn't want me to do that. So what's the other option? So it says, Emul ve'eshe shiloshay yamim. So maybe let me circumcise him, and then I'll wait for 3 days, and then I'll go to Egypt. Can't do that either. Kadosh Baruch Hu amar li lech shuv Mitzrayim. God tells me I have to leave. So you got to go, you got to go. So he was in a dilemma. When is he going to circumcise the child? To wait 3 days, that's not an option. Because God tells him go immediately. To circumcise the child then goes not an option, because it's going to put the child in sakana. So it's Ela Mipinimani Anas Moshe. So what Moshe Rabbeinu going to get punished for delaying the Brit Milah? He had no choice. Because he involved himself in his lodgings first, which means as he was traveling, so they stopped off at a malon, like a lodging we'll call it, and he was involved in preparing the lodgings, and at that point he should have right away circumcised his son Shnei Emar, Vehi Baderich Bamalon, which means it was when he got to the malon. Now the question is asked over here as well, that how can he have circumcised him at the malon? He wasn't in Egypt yet. It's still a sakana. Just even if he's going to circumcise him on the road, so he still has the same dilemma. So the Tapran says, Shnei Emar, Baderich b'malon demashma, demiyad sheba minaderich nitasik b'malon, v'yadu namul mitachila v'chitem, ha'ech yamul, kivan ch'elu adayin latzit baderich. How can he circumcise the son? He still needed to get to Egypt. Yesh lomar de'oto malon samuch le'misraim haya. It was close to Egypt. U'b'urcha purta leka sakanta. In that small little road, there was no concern for danger. So the claim against Moshe Rabbeinu was, when you got to the Malon, it's almost that the rabbis say, he unpacked his clothes first, and then he circumcised. He delayed for a couple of minutes. That little delay of dealing with the, unpacking, was critical against Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you might ask a question, what do you mean, mitzvah milah, as great as it is it punishable by death? For such a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah ta'aseh. Now, I don't say only, it's a great mitzvah, but you don't get punished by death for not doing a mitzvah ta'aseh. So the most common answer that they say to this question is that the tzaddikim are judged with a fine-tooth comb. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's level, this is considered a grave sin. In any event, the Gemara continues. Second line, the ban shemar megem liyel omer lo le Moshe Rabbeinu bike satan harog. Rashbag has a different view. He says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was never in danger. The satan never had intention to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela le oto tinok. But it was for that child, for the baby, Eliezer. Shneimar, because the pasuk says ki hatan damim ata li. So the pasuk calls the situation. Hatan damim. Hatan is like a groom. Hatan damim, a groom of blood. Now, se'ur emi karui hatan. Who's called the hatan in this story? Moshe Rabbeinu is not a hatan. Moshe Rabbeinu was a married man. He wasn't a hatan. Have omer ze tinok. Must be referring to the child. And the pasuk is saying hatan damim, which means the child itself was guilty of that, because since the child was not circumcised, so that put the child in peril, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Shita of Rashbag. Shita Mikubetz, it says, the reason why the child is called Hatan, because by taking a Brit Milah, Nithaten im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Brit, in the covenant. So that's what they call the child that's being Nimol, they refer to him as a Hatan. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bizna. B'sha'ash Nitrashil Moshe Rabbeinu Min HaMilah. The time that Moshe Rabbeinu was lackadaisical in doing the Brit Milah of his son, Ba'u Af Vechema, came to spiritual angels, we'll call them destructive angels. One is called Af, and one is called Chema. Literally, Af is like anger, Chema is rage. Ubal'uhu, and they swallowed Moshe Rabbeinu up. Ve'lo shiru miminu ela raglav. And all they left was raglav. Now the Mefashim explained that the two of them swallowed him, one from the bottom and one from the top, and all they left revealed was the Brit Milah, in order to indicate to Moshe Rabbeinu the reason why he's getting punished is because Inyan of Brit Milah. So that's why it says raglav, meaning by his legs. It's a nice way of saying it, by the Brit Milah. That was the part that they didn't swallow, because they wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu what the claim is. Miyad. So when Moshe Rabbeinu's wife saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was being punished because of this, v'tikach sipura tzur v'tichrot et orlat bena, she took the rock and she sharpened it, and she went and she cut the Brit Milah. She did the Brit Milah of her son. Miyad. Right away, what does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, miyad v'yiref mimenu. The pasuk says that the angels, they left him. They let him go, let's say. So the Gemara says, "Be'otah sha'a b'kesh Moshe Rabbeinu le'organ." At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu now wanted to kill Af v'chema. So it says, "Shne'emar heref me'af v'azov chema." God told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Leave them alone. Heref me'af, leave Af alone, v'azov chema, and leave chema alone as well." The Yeshomrim, and some say, "No, the chema harago." No, he actually killed Chema after this episode. Shne'emar Chema inli. God says, Chema doesn't exist anymore. Ve'aketi, but the pasuk says, Ki yagorti mipnei ha'af ve'achema. Moshe Rabbeinu later on in history says, Ki yagorti mipnei ha'af ve'achema. It's much more that Af and Chema were still around. So how could you tell that he killed Chema? Tre Chema avu. There's two Chemas. One of the Chemas he killed, the other Chema was still around. Vibayet Chema, Gundad de Chema. Gunda is the legions, the army of Chema, which is you have the angel himself, and he has his army, let's say. So while Moshe Rabbeinu killed Chema, but they still had the Gunda Dileh, they still had his company, we'll call them, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about them at a later date. Tanya, we have a bright Rabbi Omer, Gedola Mila. The Brit Milah, the Mitzvah Brit Milah is great. She'en necha mishin ta'asek b'mitzvot ka'avram Avinu. There was nobody that performed mitzvot like Avram Avinu. Ve'lo nekra tamim, but he was not called tamim, meaning shalem, perfect. Ela al shem milah, only once he received the mitzvah of Brit Milah Shne'emar. As an introduction, before Moshe Rabbeinu received the Brit Milah, what does God tell him? Italech lefanai v'heye tamim. Walk in front of me and be perfect, be complete. Uchtiv, and then what does it say right after that? V'etena b'riti b'ni u'benecha. So you see, as a prerequisite for Moshe Rabbeinu's shelemut, he needed the Brit Milah. Davar acher, gedola milah. The mitzvah Brit Milah is great. Sheshekula keneged kol ha-mitzvot shebatorah. That the Brit Milah is equal to all the mitzvot in the Torah, she'ne'emar, ki al pi adevarim ha'ele, and the whole pasuk says, ki al pi adevarim ha'ele karati etecha berit et Israel. Now we know devarim ha'ele is referring to the Torah, and it says in the same pasuk berit. So therefore, the Gemara wants to make a drasha that the berit is compared to devarim ha'ele. To the whole Torah itself. The Barachir, Gedolah Milah, the great Mitzvah Milah is so great. Shel Maleh Milah, were not for the Mitzvah Brit Milah, lo nitkayimu shamayim va'aris. The world itself, the heavens and the earth would not exist. Shene Emar, im lo biriti. If it was not for the Brit Milah, yomam v'layla, and the end of the Pasuk says, Chukot shamayim va'aris lo samti. Which teaches us that the Brit itself is such a great mitzvah that it's responsible for the kiyum of the entire world. Ufliga Rabbi Eliezer. But this is arguing this derasha on Rabbi Eliezer. Tamar Rabbi Eliezer, Gedolah Torah. He learns this pasuk referring to the study of Torah. She'il male Torah, or not for the study of Torah, lo nitkayimu shamayim va'aretz. The heavens and the earth would not be able to exist. If it was not for the covenant of day and night. And what is the covenant of day and night? The only mitzvah that applies by day and night, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, is what? The study of Torah. Right? Like the Pasuk says, Kim hayenu v'orich yamenu, ubehem nehege, yomam v'alayla. So it says, Im lo biriti yomam v'alayla. If it was not for that covenant of yomam v'alayla, which is the Torah, hukot shamayim v'ares lo samti, the world would not exist, would cease to exist. The Zohar HaKadosh explains in Parashat Shemini that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in different time zones. Because, if everybody was living in the same time zone, be possible when everybody goes to sleep at night, there'd be a second without Talmud Torah. If there was a second without Talmud Torah, the world would be destroyed. So therefore, when we're going to sleep here in the east, they're waking up in the west, and vice versa. So there's always some community somewhere in the world that's greeting the sun in order to go and study Torah to keep the world in existence. Amar Rav Yehuda. When God told Avram Avinu, right, God tells Avram Avinu, go in front of me and be tamim, be perfect. He was filled with fear and trepidation. Maybe God has found something in me that is derogatory, something that is negative, because he's saying I'm not perfect now. So it must be, maybe I did some sort of sin or something. He was upset. He was nervous. Once he was told that no, it's referring to the Brit Milah. So it wasn't anything that he did. It was the Brit Milah that he had, the Orla, the foreskin. Therefore he understood. Once you take off the Brit Milah, then everybody, his shilimut will come. So the Gemara now is going to give some derashot regarding that conversation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Avram Avinu. It says God told Avram Avinu to go outside. Amar lefanav. So Avram tells Borelam, Ribono shel Olam, histakalti b'mazal shli. I looked at my mazal. I looked at my zodiac, my stars, and the language of the Gemara is ve'eni ra'uy leholid ben. Based on what I'm seeing in the stars, it's not in the stars, as we say, for me to have a son. So he says, Amar lo tse me'etzteginut shelcha. Leave your astrology in Mazal Israel. There is no Mazal for Israel, which means Vayotze Oto Ahutza. He took him outside, which means he's telling you have to go outside of your astrology, which means what you're seeing is correct. The Rabbeinu Ba'ya says there's no question. There is a concept called astrology, and now Hachamim studied it, and there is a concept called Mazal. No question about that either. And the person's happenings and occurrences that happen in his life are based on the mazal. The only thing was, when it comes to the Jewish people, in mazal Yisrael, you can go above the mazal. you can override it, which means it's not locked in. The Tosafot explains in Masechet Shabbat that through prayer, through tefillah, or great zichuyot, great mitzvot, one is able to change the mazal. And therefore, God was telling Avraham Avinu, go outside, which means you're able to leave your mazal that was destined for you. Because I guess, but Moshe, obviously Avraham Avinu had great zichuyot, and therefore, and the tefillah for all those years, so he was able to change the mazal. That's why it says, he showed him these stars. The Midrash writes that not only did he show him the stars, but it says he lifted him above the stars to show him that you're above the stars. The stars don't control you; you control the stars. So it says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak." Rabbi Yitzchak continues in the Gemara, "Kol ha-matmi ma'atzmo." Anybody that acts with a Kadosh Baruch Hu bitmimut, bitmimut is with emunah and trust in God, which is he fulfills the mitzvot. Without questioning for the future and wanting to know, you know, what's going to be. He's tamim, like the pasuk says, tamim tiyim Hashem Elohecha. He doesn't look for future. He doesn't go with astrology and all that. He just fulfills the mitzvot like he's commanded. So the Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu matmim ammo, which means God is going to deal with him bitmimut, which means going to save him from all bad things, because since he put his faith in God, so God comes through for him. Shnei Emar, im hasid tithasad. The person acts like a hasid, tithasad. So they will act like him in Shamayim, in the level of hasid. Im gevar, tamim, if a gevar is an ish, tamim, if he acts bitmimut, titamam. God will treat him in midah keneged midah, and also treat him bitmimut. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avoy Oshaya, Kol Matmim Atzmo, anybody that serves God, Bitmimut, which means he fulfills the mitzvot without questioning and not looking for the future. Sha'a Omedet Lo. Sha'a Omedet Lo means Onelik Duda. He will eventually rise to great heights. Shne'emar, Italek Lefanai V'yeh Tamim. And after God tells Avraham, Be Tamim, what does the next, what does the later one say? God says to Avram, you're going to be the father of great nation. So you see, great nations, Avhamon Goyim. So you see what? Because he acted bitmimut. So therefore, somebody acts bitmimut is ole, Livdullah rises to great power. Which means, according to this over here, when it says, according to this dirasha, God's not telling him to be perfect. God's telling him, I want you to be tamim, which means, I want you to be the midah of timimut, which Avram had. But as a result of it, God's telling him, because you had this midah of timimut, which you served God without questioning, you didn't second guess any of God's ways, then already, because of that, you're going to be onelik duda, you're going to rise to great power. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Kol minachesh, anybody that uses magic, or a different type of sorcery in order to find out the future. He wants to know what's going to be. So anybody that gets involved in Yehoshua, one of the Isurim in the Torah is Lo Tenachashu. We're not allowed to go to sorcerers and things like this that use black magic and different kohot of tumah in order to tell the future. So the Gemara says, anybody gets involved in that, Kol HaMinachesh, Lo Nahash. To him, the Nahashim, the sorcerers and the black magic will affect him. Which will be affected by that powers. Shne'emar, lo nahash b'Yaakov. The pasuk is written, lamir aleph, lo nahash b'Yaakov, but the Gemara is like making a derasha, lo nahash. To him will be nahash. Which means, what is it saying really? Gemara says in a different place, in Pesachim, man de kapid kabdinan ale. The person that's makpid, so they makpid on him. Which is a person that shows credence to this type of black magic and fortune telling and stuff like that. So now he becomes subject and vulnerable to their spells. If you disregard it and say, I'm not interested, this is not for me, then already they don't have a power on you. So the Gemara is saying, Kol HaMinahesh, anybody goes after this magic and the futures telling, Lo Nahash, he has to have to worry now. Because already you see that he has a concern about these things, so therefore he is vulnerable. The Gemara says, well, what are you talking? How could you quote me the Pasuk, Lo Nahash B'Yaakov? Lo is written with an Aleph. So the Gemara says, Ve'habe Lamed Aleph Ketif. Which means, it says, there will not be Nahash B'Yaakov. How could you tell me Lo means, Lo, there will be. It says, Ela, forget about the Pasuk. Meshum Midah Keneged Midah. Which is, God treats the person Midah Keneged Midah. And therefore, a person that trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So therefore, you put your trust in God. No, none of these forces able to bother you. God says, you trust me, so I'll come through for you. You want to put your trust in all that other stuff? Good. Now you'll be subject to all their Hasv Shalom, fortune tellings and things like that. And therefore, it works with a midah kedin midah. The basic lesson of this Gemara is we have to serve God bitmimut, without looking for any shortcuts and things like that. Just to serve God without question. Tani Ahava Bered Rabbi Zira, Kol Adam She'enu Min HaKayesh. Gemara says, any person that doesn't involve himself with Nihush, meaning with going to these sorcerers, Mechnisin Oto B'Mechisa, they'll bring him upstairs to a Mechitza, to a certain area, She'afilu Malachei HaSharet En Yecholim Nikanes B'Tukha, that even the angels will not be able to enter. She'ne'emar, the Pasuk says, Kilo Nahash B'Yaakov, Velo kesem by Israel. When there's no ni'ush and there's no kesemim by Israel, the end of the pasuk says, "Ka'et ya'amel Yaakov Israel ma pa'al el," which means Bil'am was praising the Jewish people. The fact they don't go after Menachashim, and he says, as a result of it, God is going to show them the secrets of the world, that even the angels are going to not know what these secrets are. The angels are questioning, ma pa'al el. Well, what is God doing over here? But the Jews are going to know, because they're going to be in certain areas in the Shamayim that are so high that even the angels do not have access to. If you look at the Ran on the left column, Ka'et Ya'amel Ya'akov Yisimah Pa'al'il, Shemalachea Sharet Yish'alu Yisrael Ma Pa'al'il. They're going to ask, what is God doing? Lefi Shemitoch She'en HaMenachashim Mechlisim Otam Lemchisa. They're going to be put in an area she'en malakeh she'yicholim nikanes ba. V'nireh be'inayi, and Iran explains, da'aki nameh midah k'neged midah, she'metoch she'enu holech l'krat nechashim, since this guy doesn't go after fortune tellers and things like that, lidah atidot, he's not interested in knowing the future, ela boteyach b'kadosh baruch hu, he just puts his faith in God, mishum acheh, ha'kadosh baruch hu megadil lo razi olam, she'enam giluyim l'alakeh asharet. So God will show you the secrets that even the angels don't know. You didn't want to know the secrets. You didn't want to know any of the future stuff. You're not interested. You want to go serve God with the remote. Now God's going to show you all the different secrets of the world, even stuff that angels are not privy to. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Amar Rabbi Al-Hazar. Mepene man enash Avram Abinu v'nishtabidu banav lemisraim matayim v'ayisr shanim. What's the reason why Avraham Avinu was punished? In that sense that his children, his descendants, had to work in Egypt for 210 years. Why did that happen? So the Gemara says, "Bepnei shehasa anigarya betalmidei hachamim." Shneimar bayarek et chanichav yelidei beto. Means when Avraham Avinu went out to fight the kings, when Lot was taken into captivity, the pasuk says Vayarek et Hanichav, that what he got his army together and he went out to fight. The Gemara is saying, who was that army? Who were those soldiers that he had? These were actually Tamidei Hakamim. These were those students that were studying Torah. So it's because he stopped them from studying Torah and he brought them into his army in order to go fight. So that already was considered a claim against Avraham Avinu, and therefore, as a result of it, it caused the shi'bud in Mitzrayim. The Ran says, "Sheolchin lamelchama kediktiv v'yarek et hanikav da'anu bnei Adam shehinich la'Torah." Hanikav comes from the lashon of chinuch. These were the soldiers that he was mehanech in learning Torah. So now he stopped them and took them to the army for his battles. So that was a claim against them. So comes the Ran says, Shmuel Amar, b'pnei shefriz al midotav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shefriz al midotav, the way they explain that means, which means he questioned the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is that possible? Which means, shefriz over here explaining, he minimized the guarantee of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. God guaranteed Avraham Avinu what? That they're going to go down to Egypt, they're going to come out, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu questioned, b'may edaki yirashena? How do I know? I need a sign. So because he asked for a sign, so then already that was held against him. Shneimar b'ma'eda ki irashena. Rabbi Yohanan Amar. Rabbi Yohanan is the third interpretation. Shefrish b'nei Adam l'hikanes ta'at confess shekhinah. The claim against Avraham Avinu was he caused certain people, he blocked them from entering the confines of the acceptance of the Shekhinah. Even though we know Avraham Avinu, he was the ultimate Mekarev. He went across the whole world to bring people back to monotheism. But here it's saying the claim against Avraham Avinu was a certain group of people, he stopped them from coming back to Tatka Fesh Shekhinah. Therefore there was claims against him, and therefore you had the Galut of Mitzrayim. What was the situation? Shnei Emar, Timni and Nefesh, Varichush Kahlach. Which means, in the story, after he recovered and he saved the Sedom, so what did the king of Sedom, when he saved Lot, what did the king of Sedom say? Timni and Nefesh, give me the captivities. And you take the spoils of the war. Avraham Avinu says, I don't want the nefesh, and I don't want the rechush. I don't even want a shoelace. You take everything. The Gemara's claim is, if he would have taken the nefesh, so he could have converted them. He could have brought them back to monotheism. So therefore, by not taking the nefesh, by not demanding to say, listen, I won the war, and the captors of the war go to the victor of the war, and therefore I'm keeping them. He could have brought them back. So it was a claim. Vayarek et chanichav yelidei beto. So now the Gemara is explaining. What is this word, vayarek et chanichav? Literally means that he girded them, and he brought the soldiers that he had out to war to go fight the kings that were fighting in order to save Lot. But the Gemara says, what is the word vayarek? It's melashon lehorik. Lehorik is to empty out. What do you mean? He emptied out his household? He was taking them to war. What do you mean he emptied them out? Rav Amar Shehorikan Batorah. He emptied them from Torah. Like we learned in the previous line, that these were the Talmidei Hachamim that were studying Torah. Avraham Avinu inaugurated them in the study of Torah. Now that he took them to go fight in the war, he emptied them from Torah. Now they weren't able to study Torah anymore. He caused a little bit to Torah. Ushmuel Amar Shehorikan Bezahav. What is Orikan Bezahav? The Ran says, Kilomash, and I tell them, Zahav Arbe, Kedesh Yilchu. He had to bribe them to go fight. So what did he do? He filled them up with gold. Comes the, and he says that the word Vayarek is from the Pasuk of Tehillim, Birakrak, Harutz, which is another way of saying gold. So Vayarek, which should be Birakrak, and therefore it's considered, he gave them a lot of gold. Shimona, Asar, Ushlosh, Meot. How many soldiers went out to that war? 318. The Pasuk says, Amar of Ami, but Abba, Eliezer, Keneged Kulam. The first Shita says, you had 318 children. Eliezer, who was the Eved of Abraham, was so strong, he corresponded Keneged to 318. Ikad Amri, and some say Eliezer. Some say no, the 318 was actually Eliezer himself. Now why is Eliezer, why would they refer to him as 318 soldiers? Which is the gematria, the numerical value of the word Eliezer equals 318. And therefore, when the Pasuk says he took the 318 soldiers, the Rem is that he didn't take anybody with him. He just took Eliezer, and Eliezer was strong like 318 soldiers, and therefore they won the war. Amar b'ami bar Abba. Bin Shlosha Shani Mekir Avraham et Boro. Avraham Avinu was only 3 years old when he started to recognize his creator. Shnei Emar, goes to Pasuk, says, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli. God tells Avraham, regarding Avraham's service, Ekev. Now the word Ekev, if you look at the Gemara, it says, Choshbeneh, the numerical value of Ekev is how much? Me'av Shiv'i Mutren. It's 172. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu lived, Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. And God is saying, Ekev, for the amount of Ekev years, Shema Avraham Bekoli. So it means he listened to my voice, he hearkened my voice for 172 years. That means what? He didn't come to recognize the Creator until he was 3 years old. So that's where you see the Anyan of the 3 years old. That's why they say also, for example, let's say a child, they have a minhag, that when the child is 3 years old, they cut his hair. They call that in Arabic, the halakah. What is the inyan to cut the child's hair at 3 years old?
How do you call it?
The halakah. They did this from the times of the Arizal. So what's the explanation? So 3 years old already, Avraham Avinu was makirid boro. After 3 years old, the Torah tells us the first 3 years of a tree is considered orla. It's forbidden. The fourth year is already considered kodesh elulim. And therefore, the similar to inaugurate the children like Avraham Avinu. After the third year, hekir Avraham et boro. So now already we start to inaugurate the children in Yirat Shamayim, etc. Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama gives another gematria. Hasatan, the word hasatan, in its numerical count, 364. So the Ran explains over here, what's the significance? You tell me the word Hasatan equals 364. Because the Satan prosecutes against the Jewish people 364 days a year. But there's one day that he doesn't prosecute them. Which is that? Yom Kippurim. So therefore, that's what Hasatan. He only works 364 days. On 365th day, which is Yom Kippur, Am Yisrael is able to get a good judgment. If you look at the Ran on the top of the Hamud, V'yimot tahama shasa. Im ken, ika had yomad leter shutal l'mistan, dehainu Yom Kippurim. Kazuk Amar Rabbi Bar Hama. We're just bringing statements of Rabbi Bar Hama now. Ketiv Abram. Right, originally Avram Abinu was called Avram. Without a hair. Uchtiv Abraham. That is, they added the hair, so he's called Abraham. Betchilaim dikho HaKadosh Baruch Hu al 243 Evarim. First, Avraham Abinu, he accepted the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all his limbs. How many limbs? 243. In the numerical value of Avraham. Avraham equals 243, which is all the bones, at least 243 of them, Avraham Avinu sanctified and put the sovereignty of God on them, which means he was mekadesh them. Fakados Baruch Hu lebesof, but at the end, himlicho al 248 evarim. He added five more evarim, so he went from 243 to 248, which is the gematria of Avraham. Which five limbs were added? Eluhin, shtei einayim, the two eyes. Ushte uznayim, and the two ears. Verosh hagiviyah, which is the brit milah, which means like this. Avraham Abinu, in his power, it was only in his ability to protect himself with the 243 limbs in his body. A person cannot protect his eyes, because if a person is walking in the street and something comes in front of him, even though he closes his eyes right away, but he saw it, that's out of your control to protect. Of course, the person has to go as much as he can, but even so, for that split second, he saw something. Or let's say a person is walking and somebody says something, Lashon Hara. Of course, he closes his ears, he doesn't listen, but in the interim, the bad thing went in. So God says to Avram, you sanctified all the limbs in your body that was in your ability, that's 243. I'm going to give you the other ones as a gift. And therefore, when God added the letter to Avram Abinu, now all 248 limbs are protected, which means nothing came in front of Avram Abinu's eyes, nothing came into Avram Abinu's ears, and he himself did the Brit Milah, which was the Rosh HaGiviyah, and therefore that was now Nitkadesh as well. What does the Pasuk mean in Kohelet? And the Pasuk says like this. Let's read the whole Pasuk, and then we'll go back to the Gemara Zerasha. Ir Ketana, there was a small city. Ve'anashim ba me'at, and there was a few people living in the city. And the big king came, the Savav Ota, he surrounded the city, Ubana Alea Mitsudim, and he built big buildings, big fortresses. Umatsaba Ish Miskin Hakam, and in the city there was a miskin, a poor guy who was a hakam, umiletu ta'ib rahmat, and he saved the whole city with his wisdom. The Adam no zakharitisha miskin, but nobody remembered that hakam miskin, nobody remembered him. Now obviously Shlomo HaMelech, when he wrote this Kohelet, he was referring to a specific situation. Who's the city? Who's the enemy that surrounds it? Who's this Hakam Miskin that saved the city from its enemies? So the Gemara says, Ir Ketana, who's the small city? Zaguf. Okay, this is referring to the human body, the person. Vanashim Bameat, it has the little inhabitants, Elu Evarim. That's referring to the bones, the limbs of a person. Uba Elea Melech Gadol, and a great king came, Vesibeb Otani surrounded it, Ze Yetzirara. That's referring to the Yetzirara. He's the enemy of man. And he comes and he puts a siege around the human being in order to cause him to sin. Ubana Alea Mitsudim Vaharamim, and he built fortresses. And what is this referring to? Elu Avonot. This is referring to the sins, which means he piles on sins to a person. The person goes after his desires. Umatzaba Ish Miskin. But what? There was a little hakam, a wise man who was a miskin, who was a poor. The hakam ze yetzer tov. Who's that hakam? That's the yetzer tov. Umiletu etair bechokmato. And with his wisdom, he was able to save the whole person. What do you mean? How can he save me as all those averot? Which wisdom? What's the chokmah that he used? Zut teshuvah ma'asim tovim. He advised the person to repent, and he advised the person to do good deeds, and that already saved the person. So this hakam miskin, the reason why they call him miskin, because his wisdom Keneged the Yetzirah is like the miskin. Nobody listens to him. People are more prone to listen to the Yetzirah. And he comes along and says, don't do it. What does he know? So therefore they call him Hakam Miskin, because his ideas are not always taken as much as the Yetzirah. However, if the people would take the advice of the Hakam Miskin, of this impoverished Hakam, he would tell you, make Teshuvah Ma'asim to him, and all those fortresses of sins and all those buildings destroyed, and therefore the person cleans himself. But the person does not remember. What do you mean he doesn't remember this Hakam? Meaning he doesn't remember his Yetzirah Tov. Why doesn't he remember the Yetzirah Tov? He has the Yetzirah Tov. Why doesn't he remember him? Because at the time of the sin, at the time of the Yetzirah Ra, person doesn't remember the Yetzirah Tov. He's too engulfed in his passion, he's too engulfed in his desires, that he doesn't even want to hear it. I once heard from the great, the Mashkiah from Lakewood, of Nathan Vaxvogel, Alav Shalom. In the yeshiva, they used to have an unofficial vacation on Hanukkah. So some of the guys would take an extra day or two, whatever it is, and it became prevalent. So the Mashkiach one time got up and he spoke after Hanukkah. And he said, I'm speaking now, already warning you for next year, that this business of taking an extra day off of the yeshiva is unacceptable, and it's bitul Torah, and so on and so forth. He gave a strong musar on the inyan of, you know, keeping to the starim. So somebody said, and someone's going to ask me, Rabbi, why didn't you tell us before Hanukkah this shmuz? What did you wait until after Hanukkah? So he says, because at the time of the Yetzirah, there's no Yetzirah Tov. You wouldn't have heard me. She's already have your mind set up, you're going and all that. It's impossible. The person's so blinded by the Yetzirah. You try to show him the Yetzirah Tov, he doesn't even see it. Now that it passed, okay, you got it out of your system. Now already you're able to see a little clearer. Now I'm going to tell you exactly what the score is. So maybe by next year, you remember. The Gemara continues with the Rishon Pesukim. HaChokhmah ta'oz lehacham. The wisdom will protect the hacham me'asara shalitim asher hayu ba'ir, from 10, let's say, guards that are can protect the city. So comes the one and says, ha'ochmat ta'oz la'acham zu teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim. This is referring to the chokmah that we said, teshuvah ma'asim tovim me'asara shalitim, from, let's say, 10 rulers. What are the 10 rulers that rule a person? So Gemara says the 10 parts of the body that usually a person is ruled by, shetei yadayim, right? Because he makes sins with his, shetei einayim, with his two eyes, like we said, the eyes are, see things they're not supposed to, shetei osnayim, like we said, the two ears, shetei yadayim, the two hands, that's the person who usually commits the sins with his hands, right? Or the majority of his actions are done with his hands, shetei raglayim, and the two legs, v'rosh ha'giviyah. So therefore the hacham is able to control these 10 limbs of the body in order they should not run after sin. Upe, and of course the tenth is the mouth. Amar Rabbi Zechariah Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Bekesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Leotzi Kuna Mishim. There was the son of Noah was considered Shem. He in his time was considered a Kohen, and really all Kohanim was supposed to descend from Shem. What happened? Shneimar V'hu Kohen Ne'el Aryon. The pasuk says clearly that he is considered the Kohen to God Almighty. So the question, what happened? Why did God take away the kuna from Shem? Kevan shigdim birchat Avram birchat makom. The Torah says, or the Gemara says, that when Avram finished the war, so he went to Shem ben Noah, who was the Kohen, to give him ma'asir, to give him a gift, you know, from all the berachah that he had. So it says when Shem received the gift, he blessed Avram Abinu, and then he blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says that was his mistake. He put the blessing of mankind before the blessing of God. So God already said, you're not fit. At least your descendants are not fit to become Kohanim. The Gemara says, Hotziah me'Avraham. Kevan shikdi b'kat Avraham le'brikat amakom. Hotziah. He took it away from him, me'Avraham. And he gave it to Avraham. Shnei emar. Vaybarecheu vayomer. Shem ben Noah blessed Avraham. He said, Baruch Avraham le'el alyon kuret shemayim v'ares. Ubaruch el Alyon, and bless God who's almighty or up high. Amalo Avraham, v'chi mechtimim birkat eved birkat kono. So what are you talking, Shem? You bless the servant before you bless the creator? Miyad nitena l'Avraham. At that point, when Avraham Avinu made the rebuke against Shem, they took the kehuna and they gave it to Avraham Avinu's descendants. Shnei emar, ne'um Hashem. This is a pasuk in Tehilim. The pasuk writes in the David Mizmor, Ne'um Hashem Ladoni, Shev limini ad ashit o yebecha adom laglecha. Says God says to David, stand by my right side, right until I put my hands over your enemies, and then it says Nishba Hashem velo yinachem ata kohen leolam al divrati malki tzedek. You're going to be kohen forever regarding that conversation that you had with Malki Tzedek. Now, what is this talking about? So look at the last rounds over here. Now, Malki Tzedek, incidentally, the Ran explains to us who Shem ben Noah. That was his name. Because it doesn't say Shem in the Torah. It says, Malki Tzedek was quoting the El Elyon. Malki Tzedek, the Ran says, Hushem ben Noah. Lefichach hotzi'am Avram v'afapish, Avram is ra'o shel Shem. Now, even though Avram Abin was also from the descendants of Shem, lo zacha b'chunam mahmat Shem. He didn't get the kuna as a descendant of Shem, ela mahmat atzmo. He earned it on his own, which means even if he wouldn't have been a descendant of Shem, Avraham Avinu would have got the keuna. I mean, he was his own deserving. Which means Shem remained the kohen, but not his descendants. Which means even though, if you think about it, Shem's descendants are kohanim. Bnei Aharon are descendants of Shem. But it means it was taken away from, meaning it's not in his zechut anymore. And therefore it says, "Bishumakin natla mikol shar zaros shel Shem v'nitna al Avram," which means therefore God took it away even from the direct descendants of Shem and gave it to Avram. Esran neum Hashem naduni David. David is talking this chapter. Who the kamad the neum Hashem ayal naduni? Who's the Adoni? Haynu Avraham. This is referring to Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was the first one to refer to God as Adon. So therefore God says, David Avinu says, the one that called God Adoni, God says to that person, Shev Limini, stand by my right side. Well, that was when he went to fight the king, the war. It was four kings against five kings, and Avraham Avinu threw himself in the war with 318 soldiers, according to one Shita, just Eliezer, like we learned, and he won the war. God says, don't worry. Your enemies are going to be placed under you. He's going to be with him. God's going to put his enemies underneath his legs. And what does it say right after that? God told Avraham, you're going to be the Kohen forever. Why? Because of what happened with the words of Malki Tzedek. What was the word of Malki Tzedek? Well, he put Avram before the Shekhinah, so therefore God took it away from him. Therefore the Gemara concludes and says, "Dechtiv vehu kohen el elyon." He was the kohen. Malki Tzedek was the kohen. Who kohen? Then zar al kohen. He was going to be his descendants are not. Now, like we said, even though his descendants were, meaning his descendants are not kohanim in the zikut of Shem, the keunah was passed down in the zikut of Avram Abinu, because he put Shekhinah in front of men. Adran alach arba'a nedarim. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.